town of Blacksburg, and we do have some capacity concerns on that public sewer system. The town operates and maintains a collection system from the home into the sewer pipe. Then that is delivered to an authority's collection system, the sanitation authority, who operates the trunk system, the larger pipes, and the plant. Both the town system and the authority system must have adequate capacity to receive the sewage flow. The town, as an operator of a public sewer system, must plan, construct, operate the sewer system to maintain adequate system capacity. And we do have imminent areas of concern. The sewer map for the town is shown on the screen. The blue lines indicate the sanitation authority lines. As you can see, the system works similar to the veins in a leaf. The green lines are the town's collection pipes feeding into the blue lines, which are the sanitation authority's trunk sewer lines, and they extend off the lower end of the map to the treatment plant, which is located on Price's Fork Road. Now, the university also has a collection system which ties into those blue lines. Hence, the authority is a joint Blacksburg, Virginia Tech Sanitation Authority. On this map, the red squares are existing pump stations. The majority of the town is in the Struble's Creek Basin. Struble's Creek is bounded by these solid, heavy lines. This is the ridge line, and the area within that that drains into Struble's Creek, which is generally the path that the sewer trunk follows. Now, across the ridge, in the Tom's Creek Basin area, including all of this area, these areas are in the Tom's Creek Basin. They have been sewered by building collection systems and pumps, which pump back into the Struble's Creek Basin over the course of the last 20 plus years. And that is a large part of the heart of this discussion. There are four main branches in the sewer collection system. At critical capacity, and those are the blue lines that I showed you, at critical capacity now are the North End and the University Mall areas. Why now? We have had concerns about the sewer system for a long time. In the initial planning for the Tom's Creek sewer, that was one of the issues. As I showed on the previous exhibit, those pumps, the areas that pump over the ridge back into the Struble's Creek Basin, are pumping into a pipe that was not, that when built, did not anticipate that added flow. Typically, sewer systems are designed to carry what the area that will drain to them naturally within the basin. So we did know that there were some areas of the sewer system that were burdened. We purchased a sewage flow meter this last year and installed it in one of those trunk lines in the North Main area. That was part of our environmental protection pollution prevention program. We have seven more sewage flow meters that will be installed this year, so we have an accurate assessment of flow in various parts of the system. In addition, we have a sanitary sewer system computer model that enables us to model the sewer system and anticipate problems and evaluate added flows and whether the system has the capacity for those added flows. That model is operated continuously as development proposals come before the town. And that model has indicated areas of where we have concern that targeted the location of the sewage flow meter, which has confirmed that we do have some stretches of sewer which are at capacity. We do have pending development projects seeking available capacity in the system for which we perform the sewer system model analysis. And obviously, as a public sewer operator, we desire to avoid and plan for, to plan to avoid sewage overflows and system backups. For the discussion today, we're going to talk about the primary area of concern, which is the North Main Street and Giles Road area sewer pipes and the University Mall area sewer pipes. We'll talk about the condition and causes of those areas, solution options and costs, and timing considerations. In the North Main Giles area, we'll discuss first. This is a blow up of that area. Again, the blue lines are the sanitation authority lines. The green and orange identify the town collection system. The orange are sections of pipe that are at capacity now or will be in the near term based on current zoning and current comprehensive plan. This is not with any development that is unanticipated. This is with what the town comprehensive plan does and has planned for the ultimate development of town. Way just as a point of reference, this is North Main Street. This is Giles Road, excuse me. This is Struble's Creek between Giles Road and North Main. This is Wade's Supermarket. And the pipe does run under the Wade's Grocery Store. This is Webb Street, and this is the commuter parking lot on campus. This is McBride Village, and this is University Mall. Again, we see these are areas across this dark purple line are areas that would drain naturally towards Tom's Creek that now have pump stations that pump into this line, and this line. Okay. We do have, as I mentioned, sections of town sewer at capacity, and those are modeled. We have significant flow into these areas being received from the Tom's Creek area pump stations. And that combined with the normal development of the area along North Main has led to this current situation. And the normal rains that we have received this year have shown that what's modeled is in fact what happens. We also have the Sanitation Authority trunk at capacity in the vicinity of the Webb Street line. What we're working to avoid, to address the issues, to avoid sanitary sewer overflows and notices of violation, we have building permits, subdivisions, and site development on the north end that would feed into these sections of sewer at capacity that are being constrained by this capacity, because certainly we have a requirement not to accept more sewage into the system than it can handle. We also have pump station upgrades that are constrained by capacity. We have older pump stations, one in particular in Murphy's, that needs to be upgraded, but the discharge of the pump station is also constrained by the available capacity in the sewer, which is at capacity at critical points. Therefore, we are seeking direction from Town Council so that we can plan and implement the appropriate expenditures in the most cost-effective and long-term appropriate manner. The University Mall area is a similar situation. This is Prices Fork Road. This is the golf course, and actually this is the area that is currently being graded for the Alumni Center. This is University City Boulevard. This is Sanitation Authority line. There's actually two. One's town line and one's the university line. The line into which this commercial complex, University Mall, feeds into is in University City Boulevard, is at capacity, and this line is also at capacity. The sewer line is extremely flat, so a small amount of flow makes a big difference in terms of using the available capacity. And the University Mall is one of the few areas that is found to be appropriate for expansion of commercial development in town. And additional shopping opportunities has been one of the items continually noted by our citizenry as where the town is lacking. We need more shopping opportunities. There are very limited areas in town through the comprehensive plan process that are found appropriate for commercial expansion. University Mall is one. But expansion of that area is constrained by the sewer. There are basically, the solution will have long-term impact. Sewer construction or other sewer treatment measures have a 50-plus year life. There are basically two means to address this. One is to either increase the pipes that are in critical sections that have more flow than they can carry, or to reduce the flow in the critical sections. You either increase the available capacity or you reduce the flow in those pipes to what the available capacity is. Now, in terms of upgrading the pipes in the critical section, that would basically be replacement of sewer pipes in the built areas of town, North Main, Giles Road, Webb Street, Cambridge, in University Boulevard. That would basically provide for the build-out of town east of the bypass per the comprehensive plan, but it would not provide for any future sewer service in the Toms Creek area west of the bypass. The other option is to reduce the sewer flow in critical sections rather than replacing the pipes, which would redirect flow from the existing pump stations. This can be done either by building a sewer in the Toms Creek area, which is where those areas drain, to carry flow from existing neighborhoods in Toms Creek now, which would be sufficient to address the capacity issues in the built areas of town. That would allow for future sewer service in the Toms Creek area. The other option is to establish treatment plants or treatment opportunities at each pump station as a way of taking the flow from the existing sewer system. That would prohibit future sewer service in the Toms Creek area. It basically would not allow for any expansion of any additional provision for capacity from the Toms Creek area. Now, in terms of converting pump stations to treatment sites, that would reduce flow in critical sewer sections, but it is not a reasonably comparable option. The environmental regulations limit the options. These pump stations, there are 9 of them, are in developed areas of town with limited amount of open land around them. There's no tributary for discharge of treated effluent. There's insufficient land area for dispersal to ground of treated effluent. It would require a significantly greater capital and operational cost for advanced technology to address these constraints. The other option, another option, is to upgrade existing sewer pipes. That would be replacing the sewer in the urban area of town while maintaining service. Those specific areas are on North Main Street between Cambridge and Polyscientific, and the sewer line is actually in North Main Street. Webb Street, Giles Road, between McDonald Street and North Main, and that sewer line runs in the Struble's Creek area between Giles Road and North Main and then moves into within Giles Road itself. That is also a essentially built out area of parking lots and buildings. That cost is estimated at $3.2 million, 2 to 3 year construction duration. The University Mall area would be replacing the pipes in University City Boulevard and across Prices Fork Road, and that would be a $700,000 anticipated expense. That option, upgrading the existing sewer pipes, also requires the Sanitation Authority to upgrade their pipes that these tie into through the Virginia Tech campus at an estimated cost of $2 million. And that also obviously would require Virginia Tech approval of the main replacement location and timing. That option would allow build out for the town comprehensive plan east of the bypass. It would provide for the ultimate build out per our 50-year plan of all areas of town east of the bypass on the north end that we're talking about. It would not provide for any sewer service expansion west of the bypass and north of Prices Fork Road, because south of Prices Fork already drains into Struble's Creek. And the reason for that planning basically accounts for this is where the future pump stations would likely be located to serve all of this area in town, in the Toms Creek area, but east of the bypass. The lines would be sized that they drain into would be sized big enough for all of that to be constructed to the maximum density provided for in the town's comprehensive plan. But no expansion could happen in this side because, again, that would set the town up for the same situation in the future that we are faced with today. This is the University Mall area, again, that shows the section of pipe that needs upgrade, and it's within University City Boulevard and across Prices Fork Road and actually down to this point where this branch meets the main trunk line. The other option is to reduce sewage flow in critical sections by diverting pump stations through the construction of the Toms Creek Sewer modified phasing, which I'll address in a few slides. That cost is estimated at $11.2 million, 1 to 2 year duration. The phase one plans are construction ready. This would address current capacity issues, would offload 7 pump stations immediately, 9 in the very near term, and that would eliminate the need to upgrade the pipes in the built area of town. That option would allow for future sewer service expansion in the west area, west of Bypass and Tom's Creek, if that's desired. And it does not require any sanitation authority upgrades, because that line ties into the sanitation authority trunk line where it was planned when built to accept flow from the Tom's Creek area. It's downstream of where it's, that flow is being added now. And as I mentioned, it does not require any of the North Main or Giles sewer pipe upgrades, because enough flow would be diverted out of those pipes to allow for the ultimate build out per the comprehensive plan. So again, as a summary map, the Tom's Creek sewer system, this is phase one up to this point, and including these 4 pump stations. The red line is the Tom's Creek sewer. This would be the this is tying down to the force main for Tom's Creek sewer, and then it ties into the sanitation authority trunk line. The 2 pump stations that remain.
Where does the line you were just chasing tie into the authority system?
Behind Montgomery Farms.
Where is the Brown Farm on that map?
The Brown Farm is.
The general area.
The North End pump station and Gibbons Lane pump station can be redirected into this location, which would tie into the phase two of the Tom's Creek sewer with a very short section of sewer, because currently they're pumped up to about this point where they drop into gravity this way. Would be a simple diversion to drop in gravity this way to go down into the Tom's Creek, which is how we were able to address the 9 pump stations at a cost of $11.2 million, not need the third phase of Tom's Creek sewer, which would have been this. Relative to time, we have a sewer main replacement needed and planned imminently in the Cambridge Street area, where functionally we are at or exceeding the capacity of the line. We don't have overflows at that situation, although we could in a severe rain event, and in the event in February, that would have been an area where we would see potential overflows. We see from the model that the pipe is full. We see from lifting the manhole cover that the flow is rising into the manhole to be forced through the pipe. So the model and field conditions and meter conditions are all confirming that. How big that pipe needs to be depends on which option, which path council desires to proceed. And obviously we don't want to replace the pipe and then replace it again. We do have subdivision and site plan proposals east of the bypass pending that are in for review. We cannot approve any connections to the sewer system where there is not capacity for it to receive the proposed connection or the additional flow added. We do have a pump station replacement upgrade that's pending. Again, the same situation. We have building permits for applications which increase sewer flow that should not be approved if the sewer capacity is not available to receive it. And adding to the situation, we have the current situation in the field that we've identified, but recognize that there are also some number of building permits that have already been issued in year or years past that have not yet been built yet. So that some amount of that, most of that, will get built and will contribute to the sewage flow, but it's already approved. Now, those 2 options in summary are to upgrade the existing sewer at a cost of about $6 million, $4 million town, $2 million sanitation authority, assuming that the sanitation authority will do so, would proceed to do so, or to build the Toms Creek sewer at a cost of $11.2 million. Factors to consider are the long-term goals of the town, comprehensive plan, public input, capital and maintenance cost, construction impact, and time. In terms of approaching the decision, the council did direct that a special town council meeting be established, be set, scheduled to receive public input on this issue specifically. And that is scheduled for Tuesday, June 24th, in this council chambers from 4 p.m. to 6:30. Presentation will be given in the first half hour of that meeting. The second point, the council may consider a decision on this issue on Tuesday, July 8th, 2003, which is a regular meeting of the town council at 7:30 p.m. Both of these will be televised. If the council desires any additional information, there are work sessions scheduled for the next is June 3rd, which is next Tuesday at 11, which will give council an opportunity to provide staff direction on what additional information you would like provided, which we can then provide to council on June 17th in order that it can be provided at the special town council meeting and available.
Can I ask a couple questions?